Then let's get on to our guest on today's show. It is Sound and Merseyside, so we always get someone who's relevant, who's local and doing really well. So producer, rapper and songwriter as well, C-Max is Hello. In the studio this morning. How are you, C-Max?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, nice to see you. Come into the microphone a little bit further.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's just fill people in about you. Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from London.
Right.
Until I was seven. And then I moved to Knowsley at like seven. So, yeah, I'm from Knowsley.
Knowsley's your neighbourhood. You've been having a pretty meteoric rise in the music world, haven't you? How's it gone in the past sort of 24 months? What have you been doing?
It was crazy before the 24 months. I was like, I wasn't really going nowhere, but I was releasing music. I don't know.
What sort of music? Give people an idea.
Mainly just grime music. Yeah. So, like, I was making grime music, but I wasn't really getting known or nothing. And then my management team, Trinity Entertainment, they got me out there like recently, like about 13 months ago. And ever since I've been with them, just been improving and getting more known.
And what's that through? Is that live events? Is that putting yourself out there, you know, on stage in front of people? Or have you been in the studio putting, you know, material out?
A bit of both, yeah, a bit of both.
A bit of both. I mean, how much sort of live stuff are you doing? I noticed just reading through some of your biog here, the Anthony Walker Festival was something quite close to your heart.
Yeah, that was really close to my heart. That was one of the first events I've done as well when I first started out. But I haven't done it since, but I'd like to do it again, yeah.
And why was that so special to you?
Just about, like, what happened to me. I think it's really tragic. Mm. And, like, I remember on that night, on the same day, this guy called Kof was performing. And like that was the first time I had a Liverpool rapper as well. So that inspired me to rap as well. So if I didn't go there, I probably wouldn't be rapping as well.
Right, rap and crime. You might not say that Merseyside is the hub of this.
No.
I don't know, where is the hub of this in England? Is it London?
UK, yeah, I mean, sorry, London, yeah.
Yeah, London's the place. But is there a scene that works for you here?
There is a scene, yeah. It's all, like, people are trying to do their best, but no one's really going nowhere, really. Like, they're releasing mixtapes, but... like, not many people are listening and stuff like that as well.
So how do you sort of learn and improve yourself when perhaps you're away from the, you know, the central scene, the central grime scene?
What I try and do is, like, I don't listen to people, really. I try and be unique, because if I listen to people, you kind of, like, copy them subconsciously. Mm. I try and stay away from, like, listen to it and just write my own music. And so I listen to my own music most of the time.
Give people an idea, because a lot of people who listen to this station won't really know grime. They won't really understand its sound or what it's about. Yeah. What are the origins and what does it mean, grime music?
Well, is it grime? Because the music's kind of like it's like hip hop, but it's dirty. So grime's like dirty. So it's a dirty hip hop. Like,
yeah. A dirty hip hop.
A dirty hip hop. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, dirty. What do you mean? Go on, explain it a bit more.
So basically, it's got like influences from like reggae.
Right.
Old garage, old garage songs. Mainly, and it has to be around 140 BPM. Every song's 140 BPM.
You mean it's relentless? It's in your face.
Yeah,
it's really loud.
In your face, yeah.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have like violent lyrics, but I don't write about violent lyrics unless I'm writing about boxing. I don't rap about violence really. So that makes me different than other grime raps because they mainly like rap about violence and stuff like that, but I'm not really into that.
Unless it's boxing.
Unless
Why,
it's
is
boxing,
that something
yeah.
close to your heart, is it?
Yeah, I'm really into boxing, yeah.
Yeah?
Like, my brother's a brilliant boxer. He's called Sam Maxwell.
Right.
He's been on this radio station as well, interviewed. He's had seven fights, won seven, knocked out six. And he's fighting on Tyson Fury tomorrow, the Tyson Fury bill. So I'm going there tomorrow.
Unbelievable. What weight does he fight at, Sam?
Super lightweight.
Super lightweight. So he's one of the stars of the future, really. He's
Definitely.
Making great
Watch
waves.
Out for him, yeah.
Where does he train out of?
He trains out of Derry's gym and... in Liverpool, I think it's by Everton.
Right.
Yeah.
So that gives you a bit of inspiration for writing music as well, doesn't it?
Like, most of my music that I'm writing, I was kind of just trying to make him a ring song so I can come in and perform it on the ring walk. But, like, I haven't made one that he really likes yet. For some reason, I like it, but I don't know if he likes it or not, but,
I haven't heard a grime ring walk yet. I've heard Deacon Blue and all sorts of things like that. I've never heard grime.
Is he Anthony Joshua? Anthony
Has
Joshua
he got one, has he?
When Stormzy came on, remember? Like,
right.
Stormzy was rapping in the ring. And he came on, so I think that's been done, yeah.
So it can be done. Have you actually given your brother, Sam, a track and said, can we use this? And he said, not a chance.
he's waiting for me to do one that's more evolved with him, like, more of, like, talking about what he's been through and that. But the ones that I'm rapping about, it's just, like, it's it can be.
there's a bit of pressure on you there, isn't there?
It is.
You know, as his career advances, there's going to be more pressure for you to actually deliver something that's worth playing in an arena.
Yeah.
You mentioned Stormzy. Is Stormzy like a huge influence for you then?
Not really.
No?
Not really, no.
Who is?
Okay, so I tell you, like, the start.
Yeah, go on.
All right, when I was like about 11 and I was in school, a guy came up with this guy called Dizzy Rascal.
Dizzy Rascal.
And he said, yeah, listen to this guy. So I listened to him. I thought, I like the flow and it's fast and it's energetic.
Mm.
And I thought, I like this music. So that's what got me into grime as well.
Dizzy Rascal. I was only talking about him in the last half hour to someone because he did a World Cup song, didn't he? I'm trying to find out one it was. Here we go. Shout for England. He did it in 2010.
How did that go?
Maybe that's your future. I don't know how well it's sold. Right, we're going to play a couple of tunes from C-Max very shortly. We'll get his thoughts on them when they were released and perhaps if you want to get hold of them, we'll do that. It's Sound of Merseyside 921. Sound of Merseyside, our guest today, producer, rapper, songwriter C-Max. We're going to hear some of his music now. It's grime art. Artist. It might be something you're not too familiar with, but he's trying to spread the message across Merseyside. So, C-Max, what are we're going to play first? Tall Children.
Tall Children.
Right, what's the background to this one?
Okay, he's called Ben Hughes. He's an amazing guitar player, and he's just been signed as well, so he's doing good. And, I remember when I first came with him, he was listening to the song, and I said, I want these chords. And he just played the chords like on the guitar, in about 10 seconds. He's like, all right, I've got it. Before this guy knows what he's doing.
So it's just the two of you, yeah?
I'm not in Tall Children, but it's just him and his team. He's
right,
got,
okay.
A team around him.
Here we go.
We're gonna get drunk up in here from the front to the rear, looking for a hot girl when I know she'll appear. Got a bottle of whiskey and rum that I share, but only with you, because good things are rare. You're confident, yeah. I like your prominent flair. You let your hair down, baby. With the clothes that you're wearing, I'm loving your stare, your heart. When I'm with you, always time will stop. Time goes too fast, wait, hold up. I wanna slow it down, I'll be a king and hold the crown. I'll be on top, spend that money, I spend that guap. I bring you more way or anything that you want. She's like, no way, the face is a lot. That's how I wanna roll, wanna add to the plot.
Let's hit the club, let's hit the downtown.
Right, that's C-Max, Tall Children. So you're not actually on that, but you produced that
No,
track.
Sorry, that's me rapping, sorry.
Oh, that is
that's
you rapping?
Me, yeah, we produced a track together, we ripped the track together.
Right.
Yeah, that's me rapping. I thought you said, are you going to rap over it now?
Oh, no. We'll not show that. That's a bit much, isn't it? Fantastic. Let's do another one of yours as well. So this is one that's got more of a boxing theme to it, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a boxing one. Yeah.
Right, just give us a background to it, an idea of what it was written about.
Mainly, I was just thinking about a track that my brother could come out to. So I was thinking that like influenced me to write it, and then I just started writing, and I thought, I like it myself, and a lot of boxers like it as well, so it's gonna get used for by some boxers as well, but not by my brother yet though.
In case you missed it, C-Max's brother Sam Maxwell, who's fighting on the Tyson Fury bill this weekend. Were you looking for something angry when you're?
That's it. Yeah. Looking for something aggressive.
Okay, here you go. Here is what you're gonna do.
And you'll be hell bound, having a meltdown, yelling for help now, but there's no help out. Dumb are you, what have you come to do? But get punched and bruised, tough spot I am coming through. Someone tell these chumps to move. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? I'm bigger, I'm faster, and I'm stronger too. What you gonna do?
need is my two fists. Yeah. I was born to do this. Yeah. Wanna fight me? You must be more than stupid. I show no love for Yank or Cupid. Style so fluid.
Hey, if I'm Sam, I'm using that. What's Sam's nice problem with that track?
You have to tell him.
Get your head together, Sam. That should be your ring entrance.
Nice one.
And your brother's written it as well.
Nice one.
I tell you what, that's absolutely top class.
Thank you.
C-Max, right, before you go, you are playing a rather big gig soon, aren't you?
Oh, massive gig.
Go on, tell us what it is.
All right, my manager just told me, like, he phoned me up and said, yeah, I'm trying to get you on, like, a little Saints thing, so I thought...
Saints as in St. Helens
Rugby
Club.
Rugby League, yeah. So I thought, oh, okay, anyway. But it might not happen yet, so don't like, get excited. I went, okay. The next day he just came in and went, all right, you've got the Saints gig. I went, what? He went, yeah, it's on the pitch and it's in front of like 18,000 people. I was like, whoa, it was crazy.
So what is it? This is Saints versus Warrington, isn't
Saints
it?
Saints versus Warrington, yeah.
Are you doing half time or is it?
Yeah, just before it starts.
Just before the match.
Yeah. So a bit of nerves there, but...
Hey, Super League, you don't know what's hit you yet. C-Max is on the way.
Yeah, I play rugby as well, though.
You look like you can handle yourself, C-Max. Don't worry about that. Boys, thank you very much indeed. Nelson, of course, who's a manager who's in with us today. I know there's a bit of a debt of gratitude there as well. But C-Max, thank you very much indeed. If people want your music or they want to hear a little bit more, where would they find it?
TrinityEntertainment.org.
Right, okay, super stuff. And, of course, we'll be looking out and crossing fingers for your brother as well.
Thank you, thanks for that.
Sam Maxwell.